Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies are searching for a white male adult who was found sleeping inside one of the classrooms at Redway Elementary School Sunday morning. A teacher went to her classroom around 11 o'clock and discovered a man sleeping underneath a classroom table. The man was initially ordered to leave and told the teacher that he gained entry through an unsecured window. The man then left the classroom and fled towards Empire Avenue. It was later discovered that two handheld radios and a classroom laptop have been reported stolen from the room. Deputies managed to collect fingerprints and additional evidence left behind by the suspect. The suspect is described as a white male adult in his mid-30s, 5'10", with short dark hair and was last seen wearing a gray sweatshirt, jeans, and black shoes. Anyone with information regarding the incident is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sunday afternoon, a Eureka resident called the Eureka Police Department and reported that he had his vehicle stolen by Ryan Landowski, who is still at large. An officer later located the vehicle and followed its trail until additional backup arrived to attempt a traffic stop near West Harris and Union Streets. Landowski then made a sudden turn driving in the wrong direction on Union Street, sideswiping another vehicle in the process. The pursuit had to be quickly called off due to safety concerns. A be on the lookout has been issued for the public as Landowski is considered dangerous and out of control, and Eureka Police Captain Brian Stevens said that they will be submitting a report for Landowski to the DA's office for felony evading and hit and run. Friday night, the Eureka Police Department arrested three individuals, including wanted felon Little Eagle Moon, after a caller reported that he located Moon inside of a vehicle on H Street. The caller provided the license plate number, and two officers quickly located the vehicle at 6th and E Streets to conduct a traffic stop. That's when Moon and a second man, Gene Nelson, immediately fled the vehicle on foot, going in opposite directions. Two officers, along with an off-duty officer, were able to detain both suspects while an additional officer stayed with the vehicle Moon was in and arrested the driver, Kelly Branson. A search of the vehicle turned up bags of jewelry and other property, all suspected to have been stolen in recent burglaries. Moon was arrested for his two felony warrants to go along with fresh charges of methamphetamine for sale and other drug charges. Nelson acquired those same fresh charges as well. Branson was additionally arrested for driving without a license and possession of burglary tools. Dale Mendez and Jason Price Jr. were the U.S. Forest firefighters identified in a fatal car crash near Kemptu on Thursday. A citizen near Kemptu Beach reported a black SUV submerged in the Trinity River, with Price and Mendez inside. Officers from the California Highway Patrol and other emergency personnel responded to the scene, where Mendez and Price were pronounced dead. The investigation into the crash and the events surrounding it continues. Tuesday morning, the Arcata Fire District will be conducting live fire training, which will start at the structure at 2200 McKinleyville Avenue. Training will start at 8:30 and firefighters will be extinguishing room-sized fires inside. Additional training will be held at the Mad River Station afterwards. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the new fiscal year underway, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Eureka Police Department have had to adjust and account for their new reduced budgets. With Station 4 on Myrtle Avenue closed down, Fire Chief Ken Wood said that the department is already seeing fire coverage being affected. With one less engine company, all of his resources have already been stretched thin with service calls.
Now, even in the last week, you know, with four stations and four apparatus instead of five, we've already had instances where all four units are tied up on calls, and we don't have another available in the city and the surrounding district area to cover calls, so we have to bring in help from outside, whether it be Arcata, Lolita from the south.
With the majority of service calls being medical, Woods pointed out that in the past, having that extra unit was beneficial because it could help the community if the other four units were already handling calls.
That's the big concern. When we do have the fire, there's nobody around immediately to get on that fire. And we've been very successful in the past with the five units in being able to quickly get water on the fire, be aggressive, and throw four units at it and put that fire out and still keep one available for the rest of the community. But we just don't have that. And that's the major concern right now.
Due to the budget cuts in Eureka, Station 4's shutdown was the main solution to help reduce costs for the fire department. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.